You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Before we start this next piece, I'd like to give a quick trigger warning. This interview does discuss issues regarding mental health and suicide, so if you feel this might be distressing to listen to, just tune back in about 10 minutes or so and you can catch the rest of the show then. Suicide is now the leading cause of death for pregnant women and new mums, according to a recent project done by the Helen Clark Foundation. I spoke with Holly Walker, Deputy Executive Director of the Helen Clark Foundation, about the report. I began by asking Holly to explain the report.
Yeah, sure. So this report, Ahurutia Tiri Tō, it takes a village, is looking, I suppose, at the policy settings we have in Aotearoa around what we call perinatal mental health. So perinatal means the period between conception and when a baby turns one. So pregnancy, birth, and the year following birth. And for me personally, I suppose it's a bit of a passion project or something that's close to my own heart, because I had my own experience of perinatal distress when I had my first daughter 8 years ago. So I kind of had that filed away in the back of my mind, how challenging that experience had been, and then was thinking about, I suppose, how other mothers and other birthing parents are doing with this stuff in New Zealand at the moment, and especially in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. So essentially, I looked at a lot of different sources of evidence, looked at mātauranga Māori, looked at voices of lived experience, looked at the kind of academic literature around the role and importance of mental well-being during the perinatal period, to conclude basically it's incredibly important. It's a really important period of time during any family, for any family. You know, welcoming a new baby into the world it's a joyful, it's a really special, amazing time, but it can be also incredibly stressful, challenging and overwhelming, and a lot of parents are doing it really tough at the moment, and that's having major implications not only for them personally but for their children, for their wider whānau, and sort of at the societal level, for our general levels of well-being and intergenerational well-being. So it seems like something we could do a lot better on, and a real opportunity to improve things if we get it right.
What were the major findings of the study?
The first thing is the extent of symptoms of mental illness during the perinatal period. So there is not really very great data about this in New Zealand. So these are sort of estimates, but the best estimates we have are that between 10 and 20% of birthing parents experience clinical levels of depression, anxiety, or other mental health challenges during the perinatal period. So that means, you know, they're meeting the threshold for an official diagnosis. But importantly, an even larger group additional to that, perhaps up to 30%, are also experiencing symptoms of those things, but not meeting the clinical threshold for diagnosis. So, you know, but that's still significant. Even if you're not quite meeting that diagnostic threshold, having experiences of depression and anxiety and other mental health symptoms whilst also adjusting to new parenthood or pregnancy and parenting a new baby and making that huge transition in your life, that 30% are likely to be having a pretty hard time as well. So in total, you know, up to half of all new birthing parents are experiencing symptoms of distress. And, you know, when they're not adequately supported with those symptoms, first of all, for the 30%, that can actually tip them over into the 20, you know, into the clinical space, where they've gone from perhaps being at risk and having some mild symptoms to actually having serious mental illness experiences and meeting that clinical threshold for diagnosis. And it can also lead, of course, to really serious outcomes like self-harm and death by suicide, and really major challenges for family well-being when one of the parents is significantly mentally unwell. And on that suicide statistic, we really have a big problem here in Aotearoa. So our maternal suicide rate is 7 times higher than that in the UK, even though we're comparable on every other measure of maternal mortality with the UK. We have very similar rates, but on suicide, 7 times higher. It's the leading cause of death during the perinatal period, of any cause. It's the leading cause, and shockingly and well, perhaps not shockingly, but shamefully, Wahine Māori are three times more likely to die by suicide than Pākehā. So we've got a real problem. You know, we've got a problem with our suicide rate in general. We've got a problem with the suicide rate amongst new parents, and we need to be doing much, much better on that.
What are the suggestions that were made to lower these statistics?
Well, so I guess the one thing to point out is that the things that drive perinatal distress or perinatal mental illness are by and large the same things that are driving other forms of disadvantage in our society. So things like poverty, low income, unstable housing, food insecurity, you know, domestic and intimate partner violence. Those things are major drivers of perinatal mental illness. And on the flip side, actually, they're also all more likely to occur to families where there is perinatal mental illness. So we have this really gnarly two-way relationship between perinatal distress and many forms of systemic disadvantage. So one thing that was really important to me about this report was for people not to take away the message that this is somehow up to individuals to deal with. You know, one of the things we say in the report is what a significant impact having a parent in distress can have on their baby. You know, both during pregnancy, it can, the stress hormones in the body can actually impact on the baby's brain development and their executive functioning throughout their life. After pregnancy, a parent who is depressed or has a low mood or is extremely anxious has consequences for their baby in terms of their emotional development, their cognitive development, even their physiological development. So, you know, it's serious because it impacts on babies and the next generation as well. But I don't want parents to take away from that the idea that it's somehow their fault and that if they have been distressed or upset during their pregnancy or their early postnatal period, that they've harmed their baby. No, that's the last thing I want people to take away from this. Actually, the causes are generally societal, and so are the solutions. So the things that we need to be doing at the big picture level is the same things we already know we need to do, right? We need to address our housing crisis. We need to make sure people have adequate incomes. We need to reduce the incidence of domestic and intimate partner violence. All of those things are going to help, and they're really important. And then I suppose more specifically, when we're actually talking about the specific experiences of new parents, I think we need to really think about what supports are available. So the literature is really clear that the number one factor that can improve or make a difference in people's mental well-being during this time is access to support. And that support can take all kinds of different forms. It can be just as simple as, you know, your mother or your mother-in-law or your wider whānau coming around to help you with changing nappies and making meals and, you know, taking care of the baby and taking care or looking after older children, you know, having your whānau available to surround you with support. But it also means things like having access to culturally appropriate and fast, rapid, you know, immediate access to therapeutic support if you're starting to feel unwell. It's having access to specialist support if your symptoms are getting more serious. And at the moment, we've got, you know, major gaps in services for perinatal mental health services and specialist support. Only about 5% of the population who are able to access those specialist services, and yet we know, you know, up to half are being affected. So we also need to better fund and better resource and extend access to specialist support. But more generally, we need to, I suppose, empower and resource community organisations, kaupapa Māori initiatives, all of the people who work with whānau and are likely to be on hand to provide that support. They are the people in the organisations that are best placed to help, but they're often overwhelmed, lacking resources, lacking support themselves. And so the policy role for the government, I think, is to make sure that communities have the support they need so that they can help each other. You know, and I suppose one last thing I'll say is we're about to have a major transformation in our health system. You know, we're about to get the new Health New Zealand Agency and the new Māori Health Authority on the 1st of July and do away with our DHBs and have a whole new governance and management system in the health sector. And this is a real opportunity to put perinatal mental wellbeing up at the top as a key priority in that new system. Decisions are being made right now about what the key performance indicators and what the major focus areas of that new system are going to be. And I suppose we're putting this report out at this particular point in time as a way of saying, please think very seriously about making this issue a top priority in the new health system.
That was Holly Walker, Deputy Executive Director of the Helen Clark Foundation, speaking about perinatal mental health concerns.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.